Is Dr. Schnett dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Lindora Johnson? This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 7/7/25, Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 99%, period. Patient walked 425 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. Empirical compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lee Shapley, S-C-H-A-P-L-E-Y. This goes to the VA on 7/7/25. Mr. Shapley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was normal, period. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/19/24, there's been no change, period. Empirical compression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/7/25, Mrs. Deegan performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 100%, period. The patient walked 308 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. Empirical compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Sylvia Holland. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 7/7/25, Mrs. Holland performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 540 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. Empirical compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Brown. This goes to the VA on 7/7/25. Mr. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was severely impaired with a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was marked improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Optimal effort is questioned, period. New paragraph impression. Mild airways obstruction with either improved effort after bronchodilators or response to bronchodilators, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Donald Brown. This goes to the VA. On 7/7/25, Mr. Brown performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 57%. Patient achieved 395 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 63%, period. New paragraph impression, results questionable for accuracy. Recommend repeat study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Volkuk. On 7/7/25, Mrs. Chodakoff performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 364 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. New paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janine. J-E-N-E-A-N-E, triplet, T-R-I-P-L-E-T-T. On 7/7/25, Mrs. Triplet performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forestalled capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.